You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Megan O'Hare with To Be Determined. I have a guest host today, Bella Fiorita. Up first, we're going to play Young Lady, You're Scaring Me by Ron Gallo.
To work and now you're all dressed up, of course, inhaling cabs out of your door. On 14th Street, I feel my head between my knees, an orange swirling through the cheese, an orange swirling through the cheese. Where could I go? What could I do? Put in this state, my lips and eyes give me the way, and now there's nothing I can say. No, I'm pulled away. I see another of myself. It's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke down the jet. Sat there with my jaw open and I smiled. He pulled his sweater off and tried to explain how we're giving up on love. I'm pulled away, I see another of myself who's found true love and happiness to sit and smoke there on the chair.
beside the bed. I read this past week's New Yorker and watching Pain Antarctica. Watching Pain Antarctica. Two boys, one to kiss your neck and one to bring you breakfast. Get you out of bed when you're sore from the night before, from knocking on my door, your head against the floorboards. Two boys, one to love you sweetly, one does so discreetly, never will they meet me, but I'm sure they should catch your breath, you'll sleep until the day. We'll be right back.
Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria and raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your stats at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Up next, we have Cupid by the Big Moon.
Say it feels if you let it. Love is made to forget it. I carved your name across my eyelids. You pray for rain, I pray for blindness. If you still want, please forgive me.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T, F, face drooping, A, arm weakness, or S, speech difficulty, then T, time. Time to call 911. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remark.
You say you work on weekends at 7 in the morning. You say your ex was pretty boring. Well, me too. When we walk into bodegas, I think they're open late night. Maybe someday I could date you. We play dress up and I might need you. And I'll still pretend that I'm your man. And you never mind me staying out when you're at home in bed or in the phone.
You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. That's all for me for tonight. All right, have a good night.
Life is short, and I don't care for most of it.